Now, as we go up the hill, then
up to Fourth.
Fourth, on the corner of Fourth and Curtis, there was a log house, and there was a gentleman there, and a bachelor, and to us he was elderly. He wasn't young. He wasn't working, but he had this house, and in this house, when you walked in the front door, and to your right, there was a bench across there that he did all his vegetables and anything he wanted to do. That was his workbench. He did that, but he also had a goat. Maybe he had more than one. I don't know, but he had goat and a dog, and chickens. Those I remember very clearly because they were his pets and they had the run of the house.
Oh, my.
I don't know if Maureen told you that or
no,
not.
No, she didn't.
Anyway, we youngsters, we used to go and visit him. And of course,
do always. Do you remember his name?
Knox.
Knox, okay.
Was his name. And he was a great old fellow. And we used to go and visit him, as I say, and it was always pleasant to visit him. But we, you know, and he would walk up and down the street, and we would talk to him. And
when you say we, would that have involved Maureen?
Not so much. He was younger than I was. Maureen may have gone there, but if she didn't tell you that story,
no,
she may not have been in his house.
So who would have been we?
Well, there were three of us that lived down the street. There were two that lived at the corner from us. And there were others down the street there that I chummed with.
Okay.
And then there was there were a few others around. But then Maureen's house, this was the mink farm.
Could I ask you, before you get to the mink farm, Maureen remembered a Harvey Patterson that lived on the corner of 4th and Curtis. That was a young guy, a young fellow about Maureen's age.
Yes. Now, she mentioned that to me, and I've been trying to rack my brain where he lived. Now, I know that name, the Pattersons. But I'm not sure that he lived at the corner of Curtis and 4th Avenue, because I know Knox lived there.
Oh, okay. Do you think it might have been up at 5th then?
I'm not sure. I have a feeling he lived further down the hill.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not sure. Now, directly across from 4th Avenue, if you went south, and you were going to go south on 4th Avenue, there was a house there. You couldn't go south. There was a house right where 4th Avenue would come in.
Into Curtis? You mean?
Yes, you go, if you come down 4th, go across Curtis, you would run into a house if you decided to go across Curtis.
Okay.
So there was a house at the end there. And that was a small house. And I'm racking my brain to try and remember what the name of that fellow was, but he was a bachelor too.
So would this have been close to where Knox lived, too?
Yes, Knox lived on the corner.
Okay.
His house was in a bit from the corner. I'm not sure if he owned that whole corner, but he used that whole corner as his because his goats and dogs and what have you ran wild there. Not wild, but they used that property, and he used it. But this house was across the street from 4th Avenue.
Okay.
And it was a little house, clean as a whistle. He was just the cleanest person. It was just the opposite of Knox's house.
Yes.
And that house, I'm not sure who moved into that house when he died, but Cotton, the lawyer, I've forgotten his first name, Cotton. His son's name is Jonathan, I know that, but it's Cotton and Corbett, the lawyers up on the Heights, were there for years, and they owned that property. And I you know, the Cotton children are younger than I. There's a girl as well in that family. But they lived there, and he was the lawyer on the Heights. And then it became Corbett and Cotton, or Cotton and Corbett. And they've kept that name, Cotton and Corbett. Now, I don't know, you know, if you wanted to see if you could get in touch with Jonathan, he could tell you something. But I don't know whether he's in the law firm or not.
And would Jonathan have lived there as a child then?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So if you wanted to get in touch with him, he could tell you more about that. And he would probably know the Pattersons.
Okay.
I knew the Pattersons, but I can't tell you exactly where they lived. I've been trying to rack my brain. Maybe when I don't need it sometime, it'll come to me.
Yes.
Now, down the street from there, about halfway between Burnwood and Fourth Avenue, there was a Gin Jill there. And I only remember Mr. Gin Jill.
So now, where would that have been? So you would have had to walk on Fourth Avenue to get there?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
You go Curtis. It's on Curtis.
Okay. It's a house on Curtis.
It's a house on Curtis, and it's below Fourth Avenue, and it's on the south side of Curtis.
Oh, okay. All right.
So it's sort of, it was, I would say, about halfway between
Phillips and Fourth?
No.
Oh, no.
Burnwood and Fourth.
Okay.
It was about halfway there. Now, he had taken that piece of property, cleared it, except for the trees he wanted to keep, and he had made it like an absolute park.
Oh.
He had that grass cut beautifully, and in amongst this, he had shapes. You know, maybe a round one or whatever, and he had shrubs and flowers in there. It was just beautiful. As I say, it was like a park.
Oh.
It was just a wonderful, wonderful place, and he tended this thing all the time. Now, if there was a Mrs. Gin Jill there, I don't remember her, but I do remember him, you know, the English gentleman.
This is we're still talking in the 40s then.
40s, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And how long he'd been there, I don't know, but, you know, most of the people there had been there forever, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, okay.
We just all had been there forever. Now, down from that, Curtis, on Curtis, there was a house on the corner of Phillips and Curtis, on the southeast side. And there was an old English couple that lived there, Matthews.
Okay.
And they had a big garden and what have you. Across the street from them on the southwest side, there was a Polish family. And that name was Gaudick. And they had, you know, a big piece of property. And that acre ran along Curtis. The length of it was along Curtis. So they had a big lot, and at the back it was, you know, grass and what have you, and they didn't want to cut it. So they asked if my mom would put her cow in there. So my mom had her cow in there, and in the fall, my dad would cut the, let it grow, and then cut the hay for that. So, you know, there were, and I used to help with that.
Uh-huh.
You know, anything you could do, you were sort of roped into do, you know. And so you did a lot of different things, but you had a lot of time to play, too.